Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Absa has poached Standard Bank Deputy CEO Kenny Fichler to become its new CEO. The news broke yesterday morning after Fichler resigned on Sunday night, apparently catching Standard Bank's board by surprise. Fichler had been with Standard Bank for 18 years and takes up his new post in mid-June. Absa's shares rose as much as 3.5% on the news. Fichler replaces Arie Rautenbach, who took early retirement in August last year after just 2 years in the post. And don't forget the politics behind all of this. The Public Investment Commission, the state-run fund that's the country's most powerful investor, lashed out at Absa for hiring Rautenbach, a white male, after Daniel Minelle, the bank's first black CEO, quit unexpectedly. News 24 reports that the Reserve Bank has blocked trade in 506 million Pepkor shares worth some 12.5 billion rand as it investigates Steinhoff. Pepkor issued a statement to the JSE saying Ainsley Holdings had been blocked from dealing in the shares. Ainsley Holdings is a wholly owned indirect subsidiary of Ibex, the company that took over all of Steinhoff's assets and liabilities when it was liquidated in 2023. Ibex has tried to sell various shares and to withdraw funds to pay down debt. The Reserve Bank is saying not quite so fast. And Business Day reports that Trade Union Solidarity and local and regional airline Fly South Air are about to start wage negotiations. Solidarity believes the employment conditions of Fly South Air pilots need to be improved to stop them leaving for better paid jobs overseas. Aviation expert Guy Leach says the company's pilots are not very badly paid, but he asks, is the pay good enough to keep the pilots employed locally? The answer, says Leach, is no. Solidarity is also objecting to a new rostering system, which it says is extremely disruptive to pilots' quality of life. On the markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both ended last evening up around 0.2%. London's FTSE also up, but slightly less. In New York, the Dow closed up just under 1%, the S&P 500 up 0.6%, the Nasdaq up 0.3%. Tokyo this morning up 1.5%, Hong Kong up a full 2%, Sydney is flat. The US dollar unchanged at 109 to the euro, the rand at 18.11 to the dollar, 19.76 to the euro, 23.50 to sterling. Gold at 3,011, just beneath a fresh record high. Platinum, 1,007. Bitcoin, just under 83,150. Brent crude oil, just over $71 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.